can't play the the quiet emo ballad.
Really important to say.
What am I supposed to do? Oh, wait, have I not done enough by letting him sing since you've been gone? I mean, what else am I supposed to do right now?
No.
But actually, that's a first. And yeah. You might have just set a precedent. I had a hard and fast rule that I would never play that again. It's been 4 years. 4 years.
That was a shitty way to do it, but he's been telling me.
What I'm saying is, you might have just to open the door back up. Because I don't want to sing it, but it's nice if somebody else can. What happened to Maps?
Yeah.
Yep. It was in there once! It was in there the one time! The one and only, it didn't used to be, I did it once! One and only, one time! Shit! How can I even look at the rest of my set list now?
Your songs are better!
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Tell that to the high-priced, high-paid Swedish writing team who paired up with Linda Perry and Kelly Clarkson to, you know, turn that jam out. It's tricky. That's the thing, because when you learn it for real, you're like, wow, what? Are you serious? E minor there? Wow. Those guys are professionals. I'm like, yeah, for reals, man. I'm like, I'm the lumpin', you know.
You have a second guitar. Lumpin'?
Yeah, well, that's true.
You're professional.
Thanks. But that's performance-wise. Songwriting-wise? I mean, you know, when you think about, yeah, but when you think about, oh, thank you. I don't mean to say, yeah. No, what I mean is, but when you think about, when you think about these teams of people who don't actually like go out and play, like they sit, it's like scientific, you know, they have these equations about verse, chorus, bridge, middle eight, minor, major. Well, no, but here's the thing. Well, wait. I'm not trying.
You.
I have the microphone. I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is that I'm trying to get zen again. I'm saying that there are lessons to be learned. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, there's like, you don't have to be a dumb, like, you know, Swedish songwriting team who just sits in their friggin' lab and punches in equations and comes out with these pop hits, you know? But you can think about what they do and you can go, how, you know, maybe not. Shit. Fuck. I can feel like I
you should be one of those Swedes.
I don't even, I'm really like, this has really thrown me completely off my game right now. I have no idea how to approach.
I love your hat.
You like my hat actually? Really?
Yeah.
See, that I needed to hear, because I never wear a hat. It's cold. So. Thanks. Okay. All right. I've got, you know, 3-4 more. I'm gonna put this to you at this point. Would you rather like take it down a notch and have a like mellow ballad, or would you rather like take it up? Why did I even ask you? Middle. You actually don't get a vote. All right. Drugs. All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. This is really. You can laugh if you want, but I don't know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even like, you know. Yeah, I'm just talking. Exactly. I'm not even like. I thought I got up here. I thought I was a like performer, professional singer songwriter. Then that whole thing happened, and now I'm like, I'm just the guy from the East Coast who's just driving around, like, blabbering in a mic in the Midwest. All right. I'm gonna palate cleanse myself, my own palate. I've talked a lot about, you know, forceps and when I was really young and stuff tonight, and being a teenager and stuff. And this is a song that I just recently kind of like rediscovered, and I remembered the first time that I heard this, and it was really like. Revelatory to me in terms of understanding geography and witness.